What's up, guys? Welcome back to Gen Alpha Talk. In today's episode, I'll be telling you guys how to have a great future. Building a great future will require making changes to your life now. Whether having a great future to you means having a family, a high-paying job, or getting into your dream school, it's the things you do today that will affect your tomorrow. You have to plan and make deliberate changes in your life. So follow these steps to have a great future. One is just to let go of the past. Know that your past does not define your future. You may have had some downs, some failed grades, or poor relationships. This does not mean that you will fail every exam you ever take or have poor relationships for the rest of your life. Acknowledge any role that you may have played in these, and also look at other factors that may have been at the play. The point of this is not to point fingers or lay blame on anyone. Understand that you have some control over the quality of your life. Learn from your mistakes. Look at things that may have gone wrong in the past and look at your behavior then and now. Forgive yourself. Are there any lessons that you can draw from them? Write them down. Is there anything you're doing that you know will have consequences that you regret later? Instead, do something that will be of benefit to you later, or at the very least will not cause any harm. You have to exercise some discipline. It's easy to repeat behavior just because it's familiar. It's what you're used to doing in a particular situation. For example, if you're used to eating lots of sweet things and now you have diabetes, it will take time to adjust your eating habits. And lastly is to move on. Take the lessons you have learned and carry on with life. As your past defines your present will define your future. Because the present in the future, right now, the present is the past. I didn't word that correctly, but you get the idea, right? Because what you do now will affect your future. Allow yourself to fully feel any grievance you may have for the past, for a friendship that went sour, or for a project you set out to do that didn't work out the way you wanted. Write about it or discuss it with someone. Express your view on the matter and why you're upset. This will help you better understand your situation. And accept that what's done is done, and you can only deal with the here and now. Forgive yourself for your mistakes, and if you can, make amends with others. Internalizing this may take longer than a day. Your choices, habits, and behaviors in the past made who you are today. It will take time to cultivate new habits that will make who you are tomorrow. Number 2, living your values. Define your values. Make sure you know not just what you stand for, but also what you don't. Being true to yourself will give you inner peace. Make a list of 10 rules you live by. These will give you an indication of what your values are. For example, if one of your rules is, I must never tell a lie, then you value honesty. Or if one of your rules is, never be rude to others, then you value politeness. When you think you've defined your value, check to see if they really are your values. Look at how you make decisions on a daily basis. Do they truly reflect your values? If you break your rules and you feel upset, guilty, or distraught, then that rule most likely reflects your values. Set your goals. Set your ambitions in line with your values. Where do you see yourself in 5 or 10 years' time? What can you do now to help you achieve these ambitions? If you see yourself in a certain kind of job, research the kind of skills that you need. Find out how you can acquire them. Think about your priorities and passions. Maybe your priority is to find a high-paying job so that you can support your family in the future. Or maybe your priority is to better the communication in some way. Maybe your passion is writing or your passion is math. Research how you make your passion fulfill your priority. You most likely have an idea of a dream future or a dream job. Start there. Search online for the skills, qualifications, and experiences you need to get there. Read the biographies of people who you aspire to be like. Plan your goals, break down your goals into smaller and manageable steps. Find out what you'll need in order to achieve each step. Your ambitions may change over time. You only have control over your actions and not your circumstance. Make sure how you act and respond to your circumstances reflects your values. So long as your ambitions stay in line with your values, you will likely have a great future. Question yourself. Whenever you set out to do something in life, be sure you know your reasons for doing it. Because it's very easy to slip into autopilot to do things just because others are doing it, or because they're telling you it's the right thing to do. If you do not lead your life with purpose, you're less likely to achieve your goals. Questioning yourself will require monitoring the way you think and the things you do. Negative thinking styles will hinder your efforts to achieve your goals. Be sure to do this every night before you sleep, if not constantly throughout the day. Self-monitoring will become habitual over time. Lead a healthy lifestyle. Taking care of your health now will improve your chances of seeing your future, though. A healthy lifestyle includes healthful eating, physical activity, a regular sleep cycle, good hygiene habits, and actively making time to relax and de-stress. You will see the benefits of these in your present as well as your future. A healthy lifestyle will have psychological, social, and physical benefits. Consult a nutritionist about the best kind of foods for your body type. Be sure to have balanced meals to eat a full breakfast. Aim for at least 30 minutes of physical activity every day. How much you need as your age will change and will be affected by other health factors, such as your current weight and your heart condition. Consider asking a friend to join you in a sport you'd like or to start jogging together. A good sleep cycle. Take into consideration not just how much you sleep, but also when you sleep. The most restful sleep occurs at night with a nap during a day. Try to be in bed by 10:30 and to nap for an hour or so during the day. How much sleep you will most likely vary depending on your level of activity, food intake, and rest throughout the day. Take care of your hair, your skin, and your teeth. Self-grooming will boost your self-esteem and make you feel more fresh throughout the day. Experiment over time with what products and routines suit you best. Talk to a stylist or a dermatologist about how you take care of your hair and skin. 3. Work smarter, not harder. If you want to know more about work smarter, not harder, my previous episode has it all, but I'll just cover the basics. So just be efficient. Remember that the quality of work you put into an hour is more important than the number of hours you put into the work. The quality and quantity of your work matter. Sometimes working for a long time on something that gives you the illusion that you're getting a lot done when really you haven't had a productive hour. Be open and honest with yourself about the quality of your work. If you need help, ask for it. Other people might be able to give you better tips on how to do something efficiently and effectively. Write down everything you complete in a half hour so you can see how efficient you're using your time. Take time to relax. Working smarter means taking small breaks while you work and also making it a point to schedule relaxing activities into your day. This improves your creativity and productivity and lowers your stress levels. One popular study recommends working for 52 minutes and taking a 17-minute break to improve your productivity. Make it a point to do things that you find relaxing, such as yoga, meditation, painting, or reading. Experiment with different activities to see which best suits you. What is relaxing to you may not be relaxing to someone else, though. Spend after saving. It's always smart to save money for the future now. Set aside an amount that you will save every month. Make a list of special circumstances or emergencies under which you will use this money. If you're still studying, consider getting a part-time job. This will teach you the value of money and time, and instill responsibility and discipline in you. Build a network. Be kind to people now. Build a network of people you can rely on for advice and support in the future. This includes your friends, people you work with, who are higher in command chain than you are, your peers and your mentors and teachers. Look to those who have more experience than you for advice on how to work towards the future you dream of. Even if your idea is something that they don't have personal experience of, they can still give you some solid advice that applies to you. 4. Practice gratitude. Reflect on the good in your life. Being grateful has long-term benefits on your health, work, and social life. Every night before sleeping, think of the good things that have happened to you. Include the things people have said and the things others have done to you. Reflect on the things you ate and the basic necessities we have. It's easy to take these things for granted. Often, we are too busy thinking about the few negative experiences we have throughout the day to feel positive about the many good things. Sometimes we suffer great loss and need to grieve. Grieving does not necessarily mean that we are ungrateful of being grateful. It does not mean you're not allowed to grieve. It's a natural human process. Train your mind to look for good in everything. It is easy to adopt a negative outlook on life. Actively looking for the positive aspects of every situation will help you be grateful. It will help you criticize and complain less and appreciate more. If you find yourself in an unfavorable situation, ask yourself what you can learn from. If you find yourself in generally low mood, look to your thoughts. What are you thinking? How are you thinking? Are you complaining about something? Are you blaming yourself or someone else for what happened? Ask yourself if what you're thinking is based on fact or opinion. Is it truth to your thought? Think of other ways of looking at your situation. This doesn't mean that you're not allowed to have negative thoughts. Everybody has negative thoughts occasionally. Believing all the negative thoughts to be true is what will have a negative impact on your life, including lower mood and motivation to work for a great future. Lastly, thank the people along the way. Make it a point to thank others who are a valuable part of your life or who have helped you do things to make a better future. Not only will this open the door to more beneficial relationships, but will also improve your physical and mental health. Send thank you notes to like professional acquaintances and be thoughtful and caring to those you're close to. Maybe you can help them with your future one day. Jen After will say thank you. Hit the like, subscribe, and share button. If you enjoyed this, then I'll see you guys next time. Goodbye.